All right, so the show is going to move to a completely different topic, and that is the role of experts and elites and their battle with the public. Our first speaker is going to be Martin Gurry, and we're going to follow him with Bill Easterly right away, and then we're going to go to questions and answers with the two of them. Martin Gurry is a former CIA agent who specializes in politics and global media. He is currently a visiting fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, and he is the author of the controversial The Revolt of the Public and the Crisis of Authority in the New Millennium. Martin, please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 6 minutes. I'm going to give you 6 minutes of the chief predicament of our moment in history. Fortunately, you already know the symptoms. If you watch those strange-looking people sack and loot the Capitol building, you understand my theme. I'm talking about the eruption of public anger against the established order, against politics as they're actually conducted, and against society as it actually exists. I'm talking about a conflict that pits the public, ordinary people, against the elites who manage the great institutions of the modern world, a conflict that is everywhere in society and global in scope. In 2019, I counted at least 25 major street insurgencies around the world. What I found most remarkable was that these insurgencies struck at the poorest countries, Sudan, but also the wealthiest, France, in dictatorships like Algeria, but also in strong democracies like Chile's. The revolt of the public is not just about economic deprivation. It's not just a cry for democracy. So what's going on? When I was a young analyst of global media at CIA, my job was pretty straightforward. The volume of open information was a trickle. Then, around the turn of the century, things went haywire. A digital earthquake propelled a tsunami of information in volumes that were unprecedented in human experience, and that's not just a phrase. The information produced in 2001 doubled that of all previous history, going back to the dawn of culture. 2002 doubled 2001. This trajectory has continued. If you chart it, the line really does look like a gigantic wave, a tsunami. Now, information has effects. It changes minds. As the tsunami rolled around the world, behind it, I could see ever-increasing levels of social and political turbulence. This wave of trouble began to crest in 2011 with the sadly misnamed Arab Spring. In January, a young Egyptian called Wael Ghanim posted on Facebook an invitation to a protest in Cairo's Tahrir Square. 1 million users saw the invitation. 100,000 said they would attend. 3 weeks after that initial protest, Hosni Mubarak, dictator for 30 years, was gone. So back to the question, what's going on? Evidently, digital platforms have allowed the public to leap on the political stage and become a leading actor there. But the public is many, not one. Online culture fractures opinion like a fallen mirror, and the public lives on the broken pieces. In the 20th century, radical groups wanted to conquer power so that they could impose a political program based on some ideology. Today, the public is indifferent to power and openly rejects organization, leaders, positive programs, and coherent ideologies. It's too fractured. It can unite and mobilize only in the act of repudiation. The public is always against. It strikes at the ruling institutions without offering alternatives. Push the logical conclusion, this ends in nihilism, the belief that destruction is a form of progress. The flip side of the revolt of the public is a crisis of authority. The great institutions of the 21st century, government, media, and so forth, received their shape in the 20th. That was the heyday of the top-down, I talk, you listen model of organizing humanity. Turns out that for this model to be tolerated as legitimate, it has to enjoy a semi-monopoly over information in every domain. At that time, information was terribly scarce, which made it extremely valuable. The institutions that controlled the flow of information were vested with authority. They could tell ordinary persons, top down, what the important public issues were and often how to think about them. The information tsunami has simply swept away the legitimacy of this model. The elites who run the system are totally demoralized for good reason. They know that their every mistake, misjudgment, failed prediction, self-interested move, sexual escapade will be exposed and talked about endlessly. The day elite failure sets the information agenda. One more symptom of this conflict is populism, the rise of politicians who exploit the hunger for repudiation for their own ends. Populists like Donald Trump are often portrayed as demagogues who manipulate a gullible public by means of, for example, fake news. I incline to the opposite theory. Populists are merely clubs in the hands of an angry public used to bash at the institutions. If they are unwilling or unable to play that part, they will be discarded, fake news or not. The revolt of the public, as I understand it, is aimed at the hierarchical structure of modern government. As such, without much regard to the political system, the public moves online at the speed of light and can't understand why the elites remain ensconced in their immobile pyramids. There's no question that government in the digital age can be flatter and faster, or that the elites have absolutely no intention of allowing this to happen. The consequences of this tectonic collision played out in Capitol Hill on January 6th, an almost laboratory perfect example of the revolt of the public interacting with our crisis of authority. Thank you.